Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is September 8th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast includes a story from the New York Times titled, Dumb Money Lampoons Wall Street Titans with a Knowing Eye About a Film that tells the story about the stock market frenzy over the video game retailer GameStop. It was financed and produced by the son of a Wall Street superpower. Also, a story about JP Morgan is exploring blockchain-based deposit token for payments and settlements. And if approved by regulators, the token could speed up transactions and the effort would mark an expansion of JP Morgan's blockchain push. And finally, a story about how Russia seeks China and Saudi Arabia help to head off new financial limits. Internal plans show Kremlin push to mobilize friends and how Ukraine and its allies are seeking to boost Moscow's financial isolation. Today's JLN gives an overview of today's podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and more on the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Monday is September 11th, and as is tradition, exchanges and communities around the U.S. will hold moments of silence and commemorations of the attacks on the U.S. in 2001. Our apologies for JLN being late to your inbox yesterday. Our email list vendor, Constant Contact, had an issue in the morning that delayed the newsletter from being sent out. The issue was quickly resolved, but there was a backlog of emails to be sent out by all the customers of Constant Contact, which delayed the newsletter some more. As a reminder, we also post JLN to johnlothiannews.com, so you can always find it there. And if you want to listen to the top stories and the hit and take section and the first read sections, you can listen to our daily podcast, this podcast. The podcast is normally posted to the website sometime later in the day. Congrats to Cboe Global Markets Senior Vice President of Data and Analytics, Eileen Smith, and CME Group Chief Operating Officer, Julie Holzricker, for being named among the 2023 Notable Women in STEM by Crain's Chicago Business. CME Group today announced that trading in its suite of WTI weekly options reached record average daily volume in August of 12,291 contracts. The WTI weekly options are the exchange group's fastest growing energy product. If you've been exposed to global warming this summer, you are not special. According to a Reuters story, nearly all of the world's population was exposed to global warming from June to August. The hottest summer in the Northern Hemisphere since records were kept has caused, quote, prolonged heat waves in North America and Southern Europe, causing catastrophic wildfires and spikes in mortality rates, unquote. And weather continues to impact Hong Kong, which closed its stock market for a full day for the second time this month, as a severe rainstorm brought the city to a standstill, South China Morning Post reported. The local observatory in Hong Kong issued a, quote, black rainstorm, unquote, warning, its signal for the most severe weather conditions, the Post said. Do you have an iPhone or iPad? Well, the Israel NSO group may have injected its Pegasus spyware into your device without you knowing it. Financial Times has the story titled, Apple Issues Emergency Patch After Pegasus Spyware Breach, with the subheading, tech company warned that iPhones and iPads were open to being targeted by state-level clients of Israeli group NSO. Apple issued an emergency software update that you should do. I have. The Financial Times Unhedged podcast featuring U.S. financial editor Brooke Masters and podcast regular Rob Armstrong today is titled Big Win for Crypto, with the subheading Is the SEC Ready to Regulate Crypto ETFs? Hong Kong Exchange announced today that Chris Roberts has joined the group as managing director and head of EMEA Issuer Services. Roberts will oversee all marketing and promotional activities for Hong Kong's IPO and primary markets across Europe, Middle East, and Africa. The OCC would like you to get to know OCC's government relations team. There's a link in today's newsletter for that. Aventis published its first Japanese microsite and translated a number of useful regulatory documents regarding both DeFi and TradeFi compliance issues. You can find the site at info.aventis.com/Japan. The London Metal Exchange reported on LinkedIn that, quote, yesterday saw the 5 millionth ton of LME steel scrap CFR Turkey Platts traded in 2023. It's only September, but this passes the previous record of 4.89 million set 5 years ago. Baruch College's Zicklin School of Business and the Robert A. Schwartz Center for Trading and Financial Markets Research are holding a conference on Friday, October 20th, 2023, titled Trading Liquidity and Market Structure. The conference will be held at the 151 East 25th Street, Wasserman Trading Floor, Subotnick Center, New York, New York. Jim Toes of the STA is giving the keynote address. The cost is $275. To register, click on a link in today's newsletter. I'm not sure what is different. Bloomberg is reporting that TikTok's new Amazon copycat is full of cheap Chinese goods. The Intercontinental Exchange has published the report Impact Bond Analysis, Global Green Bond Issuance Booms. The report found that a record $314 billion of global green bonds were issued in the first half of 2023. Of that, most sales were for renewable energy projects. Learn more by downloading the full report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were, some traders bet Wall Street's fear gauge is due for a 1,100% jump. Entrepreneurship and brokerages in the options industry. Scott Sheridan, CEO of Tasty Trade, discusses these topics and more in this Options Discovery, Episode 19, Intro to Entrepreneurship and Brokerages in the Options Industry. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The 9 most important styles of pizza in America right now. Buzzed about Grandma Squares, Fried Montanera, Good Old Neapolitan. They're all on the menu. In the late 1800s, pizza arrived in the U.S., swept in by a wave of southern Italian immigrants who were escaping poverty in their home country. Since those hard-scrabble beginnings, it's become inarguably the most popular food in the country, not to mention one of the most popular in the world. Its infinite incarnations range from flat-out classics to shapes almost unrecognizable as pizza, served everywhere from corner slice shops to Michelin-recognized dining rooms. My comment, I did not know there were 9 styles of pizza. I know thin crust, deep dish, and crummy. What are the others? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Boss of Failed Crypto Exchange Gets 11,000-Year Sentence. Farouk Fatih Ozer, who ran crypto exchange Thodex until it imploded in 2021, was sentenced to 11,196 years in prison by a Turkish court for crimes including fraud, Delivering its verdict late Thursday, the court in Istanbul sentenced Özer and his two siblings to similar length jail terms, finding them guilty of aggravated fraud, leading a criminal organization, and money laundering. My comment. The cost of supporting a prisoner for 11,196 years makes you wonder why they don't just lop off his head. The sentence is more or less sending that message to the prison. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, Vivek Ramaswamy is a LinkedIn post come to life. Last year, for a column I was writing about the power that large asset managers like BlackRock and Vanguard exert over the global economy, I called up Vivek Ramaswamy. He was delighted to hear from me. I don't mean this as a self-aggrandizement. Ramaswamy was set to start Strive, an asset management company he hoped would take on the BlackRocks and Vanguards of the world, and was about to publish his second book, so he had good reason to court media attention. Still, I found his enthusiasm noteworthy. As a journalist who covers Silicon Valley, I'm used to chatting up smooth operator entrepreneurs eager for coverage. But Ramaswamy's media hustle was of a different order. My comment. Vivek Ramaswamy has put $100 million of his own money into his presidential campaign, but he may yet profit from the increased name recognition and the connection he gains from the effort. He has learned a few things from the 45th president. Here are the top three stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's the fintech owner accused of laundering drug money in a huge Bitcoin scheme. Second was the Wall Street Journal's Florida car dealership owner pays $76 million for Aspen's most expensive home. And third was the Financial Times' banks and investors step up opposition to EU derivatives plan. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. As referenced earlier, the headline, Dumb Money Lampoons Wall Street Titans with a Knowing Eye. The film tells the story about the stock market frenzy over the video game retailer GameStop. It was financed and produced by the son of a Wall Street superpower. Dumb Money is the kind of mid-budget, formula-busting, thinking person's movie that isn't supposed to get made anymore. It tells the bizarre true story of small investors, a nurse, college students, a YouTube personality known as Roaring Kitty, who created a Wall Street frenzy over the troubled video game retailer GameStop during the pandemic. Determined to teach professional investors a lesson and hopefully get rich in the process, they pushed GameStop shares to a stratospheric level in early 2021 for a time, putting the squeeze on sophisticated hedge funds that had bet that GameStop shares would fall. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, J.P. Morgan is exploring blockchain-based deposit token for payments. Settlements. If approved by regulators, token could speed up transactions. Effort would mark expansion of JP Morgan's blockchain push. JP Morgan Chase & Company is in the early stages of exploring a blockchain-based digital deposit token for speeding up cross-border payments and settlements, according to a person familiar with the work. The U.S.'s biggest bank by assets has developed most of the underlying infrastructure needed to run the new form of payment, but wouldn't create the token unless the project is approved by U.S. regulators, according to the person who asked not to be named because the matter is private. And then finally, here's a story, another one from Bloomberg. The headline, Russia seeks China, Saudi help to head off new financial limits. Internal plans show Kremlin push to mobilize friends. Ukraine allies seeking to boost Moscow's financial isolation. Russia is preparing a diplomatic offensive with countries it considers sympathetic, including China and Saudi Arabia, to fend off a push by Ukraine and its allies to further isolate Moscow from the global financial system. Documents seen by Bloomberg and accounts by officials in NATO countries familiar with Moscow's planning give an inside look at how Russia's diplomatic machinery operates and the way the Kremlin views relations with some of its closest partners. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.